From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, August 11, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajanski is reporting in the Daily Mail that Greene County Emergency Medical Systems recently presented its 2017 contract renewal request to county legislators. Under the contract, the county's share is $1.2 million, while each town is expected to contribute $312,000. County EMS President Mark Evans said, and I quote, "We are asking for the same amount as last year and are hoping to maintain the same level of service throughout the county," end quote. County EMS currently serves all towns and villages in Greene County, except the town of Catskill, which opted out of the proposed countywide system in 2015. Evans said the town of Catskill is continuing to evaluate its service and financial status. The town's ambulance service is operating at an estimated $600,000 a year deficit. Among towns countywide, Catskill, Coxsackie, and Cairo report the highest call volume. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that the Twin Lakes Improvement Association will present to the Livingston Town Board a petition demanding a temporary townwide moratorium on mining. Opponents of the Red Wing sand and gravel application to mine gravel on County Route 19 are expected to appear en masse before the Town Board on Thursday, August the 11th. Red Wing currently has an application for site plan approval and special use permit pending for a 14.3-acre gravel mine in the northernmost section of a 196-acre parcel along County Route 19. Joseph Sweeney of Twin Lakes says, and I quote, "This project could have a domino effect in this county. The gravel companies are going to say, let's buy some property there and start mining," end quote. More than 70 residents attended the planning board meeting on the Red Wing project last week. The planning board instructed Red Wing to come back in September with a traffic study, a report on archaeological impacts, and a report on impacts to the water bodies. According to Red Wing's mine use and reclamation plan narratives, the current project comprises a two-week phase of an 11-phase mining plan, which would include the construction of a processing plant. The town board meeting begins at 7 p.m. tonight at the Livingston Town Hall. You can read that full story in the Register Star. The Times Union is reporting that construction will cause Route 22 in Hillsdale to be narrowed to a single lane for the next several months. The highway is being reduced to alternating single lanes between LaBranch Road and County Route 21. The new traffic pattern is expected to start at 7 a.m. today, Thursday, August the 11th, and continue until November the 18th. Jimmy Vailkin is reporting at Politico New York that U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said on Wednesday, August the 11th, she is, and I quote, "very grateful," end quote, for state and federal hearings that will focus on the presence of toxic chemicals in the water supply of communities like Hoosick Falls. She added that she hopes they will result in, and I quote, "real," end quote, medical monitoring for affected residents. Gillibrand, a Democrat, said she was not satisfied with how the government has handled the issue. She said, and I quote, "frankly, I think the entire government's response isn't enough because people have so many questions. The anxiety level is so high," end quote. The state has been accused of slow response to the detection of PFOA, a chemical used in the production of Teflon-coated products. It has been linked to cancer and immune system disorders. Another forum for residents in the village of Hoosick Falls is scheduled for Thursday evening. Residents of that Rensselaer County village have an average PFOA blood level at 30 times the national average, according to recent tests. Gillibrand said, and I quote, "what the state should do, what the legislature should do after they have their hearings, is really talk to these polluters and say, we want you to pay for medical monitoring for the life of these residents," end quote. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Diane Valden in the Columbia paper reports that concerned Columbia County citizens are forming the Rojan Watershed Association and will be checking water quality along the Hudson River tributary. Care Christian of Germantown founded the group, which is already testing the waters off the Roelof Jensen Kill as part of the nonprofit environmental group Riverkeepers Water Quality Program. Since State Department of Environmental Conservation staffing is down 10%, over the past decade, and its budget is projected to decline 25% by 2020, according to the story. Local citizen groups are now doing the state's work. So far, volunteers have taken water samples from Hillsdale, Copeg, Ancrum, Germantown, Claremont, Livingston, and other areas. Christian can be reached at kare@nysite.com to get involved with the Rojan Watershed Association. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Greg Hudson reports in the Daily Mail that the town of Hunter is trying to convince the State Department of Transportation to slow down speed limits on Route 23A in Haines Falls. 3 years ago, a similar effort failed, and there have been no major accidents or traffic-related deaths since. Town Councilman Dave Cuckle said, and I quote, "A couple of years ago, we had a number of residents in the Haines Falls area who live off Sunset Road and utilize that road to enter 23A. There are some site constraints there, and you don't see cars till the last moment there as they crest the hill coming east from Hunter," end quote. But DOT officials conducted a survey and found that the current 40-mile-an-hour speed limit was appropriate. Cuckle believes that 3 years later, there is much more development in the town. A new Dollar General is proposed, for instance, and many more bikers and hikers on the local trails. Cuckle said, and I quote, "We are becoming a much more trail-based community as we look to the future. You take a look at what's going on over in Haines Falls at the old Della Maria Resort property, where folks are looking for someone to come forward and do development in there like a hotel," end quote. So Cuckle said the board has filed a petition with the DOT to reconsider its previous decision. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that on August the 1st, Kinderhook Town Board unanimously enacted a 3-month moratorium on non-roof-mounted solar panels. The measure read, and I quote, "The town board finds that a moratorium should be enacted to enable the town to investigate the appropriate regulation of solar farms and non-roof-mounted solar," end quote. The town's codes committee will propose adding to the zoning law in the meantime. Supervisor Pat Grattan said of why a moratorium and rules rewrite were necessary, and I quote, "I think it is the impact on the neighbors. We don't have anything in the zoning ordinance to deal with this," end quote. The next Kinderhook board meeting is at 7 p.m. on Monday, September the 12th. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the Hudson River Valley for today, Thursday, August the 11th. The combination of hot temperatures and high humidity levels may produce heat indices reaching or exceeding 100 degrees on Thursday afternoon. There is also a chance for thunderstorms, mainly Thursday night. Severe weather is not expected. However, a period of heavy rainfall and lightning strikes will accompany these storms. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms possible after 3 p.m. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 90 degrees. For Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 9 p.m. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. There will be increasing clouds with a temperature low around 72. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy with the temperature high near 91 degrees. On Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 75. And on Saturday, showers and thunderstorms are likely mainly after 2 p.m. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be cloudy with a high near 91 degrees. And on Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely mainly before 2 a.m., and some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be cloudy with a low around 72. Sunrise today was at 5:58 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:02 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, about 2.5 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 11th day of August, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.